later on did away with that. I don't know what they did do. Well, well, it wasn't very large. It was some. I don't know if it was built for a cotton house or not. It was already there at the place when I went there, and we didn't plant very much cotton just for their own bedding. I don't think if we ever planted cotton there more than two or three times. I think that I remember it was just a couple of acres or something, a small amount, you know. And then he'd just haul that in the wagon, black shear, and gin. Yeah, that's what he planted that for. Yeah, to use it.
And Granny Heather.
It would make it into bedding. She had cotton cards.
And those cards like we had here that had the like a rake on the
front. Mm-hmm.
What ever happened to those that we used, you know? Weren't they two here?
I believe your granny here, your granny Hickox, I believe she had some here one time. I think you heard my mother telling this that she was talking of.
And had you left home then? At
the time, I think that you were talking about. Yeah, I was there.
Well, I remember just hearing about it.
Yeah, well, they went out in the field, she said.
Come down with quills, something I remember about. But
the tornado didn't go to them. It turned some way.
That wasn't the one that tore up the cotton?
No. That wasn't the wind that tore up the building that I was talking about. Tin off the roof, you know.
What was that, the high wind that
took
the one that you were telling me about?
Well, it was a bad storm cloud. It was
well, I got the stories all crossed up. I guess but when you're little like that, you sometimes you do, I guess, because it's been a long time.
You probably my mother probably told you this just before you went to college.
Yeah.
You remember going there?
Yeah.
And